Americum.
Blog Talk Radio.
Live with Kathy. Welcome. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Oh, it's a beautiful August 11th. Now be with me here. Today, August 11th, is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. So on August 10th, what were you so worried about for tomorrow? Did you take action? Did you take the steps to resolve it? So write this down. Today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. Today's topic, resignation letter. More is less. But don't burn any bridges, I'm telling you right now. It'll come back to bite you in the butt. Choices. Some that come back to embrace you, and others come back to bite you in the butt. You have to evaluate you. It's evaluate you. It's time for you to take your leave, resign from your job, and you won't be leaving on good terms? Au contraire. You know, you are a person. This is from I'm a Person by L. King, T. Hamel, and D. Parsons. I am a person. I'm not a number. I'm a person with a name. I am the voice of reason crying to be heard. Listen to me. Listen to the wisdom of the words. Now, I extrapolate a lot of this information from brilliant, brilliant theologians and experts on the field. And right now, I'm going to invite you to consider that any person or circumstance causing you any form of irritation is simply, listen to me, a mirror of something for you to explore within yourself. Do you want to know what? Why I love doing this show? Why I love sharing my experiences with all of you? Because I keep growing. I keep learning. I continue to learn that all relationships, especially those I find most challenging, are wonderful opportunities for me to explore my thoughts, ideas, and behaviors. You know, you can't like everyone. And there are a couple of people that I just simply don't want to be in their company, and I don't want them to be in my company. So what do? I distance myself from them. But I wish them well. I'm moving higher on the path of life. I don't know what they're doing. And I think within me, it's a control mechanism that I have. How dare they not like me? I'm so likable. I had an experience when I was doing love letters. And we have Zany's Comedy Club in Chicago, which is world famous. And the alderman, who was Andrew Makepeace Last III, said to me, Kathy, we're going to perform at Zany's. I said, oh, come on. He said, yeah. And I want you to know, we did. It was magic. But now, how naive am I? And I now go up to this one person that works out at the same gym that I do, and very talented in the arts and music and everything. And I went up to him and I said, hey, guess what? I surpassed myself. Bert and I are going to be performing love letters at Zany's, world famous. The look that I got, if looks could kill, I would have been dead. It was, yeah, get out of here. And to this day, I avoid being in that person's energy. And this time, I really got overexuberant. You see, not everyone wishes you well. This is why I have learned that when I'm embarking on an episode, if I'm onto something, I don't talk about it until it's done, so that I could share that I've learned from it or that I made it. I reached the mountaintop. To this day, this guy avoids me like the plague. And I stepped out and I looked at the whole thing. Jealous. He was jealous. Because it's a genre that would have worked so well for him. But he can't get out of himself. So what about you? If you're thinking about resigning, and you may not be leaving on good terms, you take a moment. Come on now. Take a moment and think about, have you precipitated? You see, when there's an upset, this is what you all got to get right now. Write this down. You're in it 50%. You have to take responsibility. So there are three reasons for upsets: thwarted intention, undelivered communication, and unfulfilled expectations. You see, it's not conducive to me to go to this guy and say, is it something? Because I don't care. No, that's the truth. I don't want him in my life. But I had to step out of it and look at what part I played in it. I got too exuberant. He didn't need to know. No one needs to know, unless you're talking to your good friend or a family member and say, you know, it's really rather exciting. It's quite a challenge. I'll be performing at Zany's in the Gold Coast, Rush Street in Chicago, world famous. So you really have to think about, maybe you've been subjected to harassment and other unfair treatment and have anxiety attacks about being terminated. But you don't want to go the legal route. You just want out and retain whatever integrity you can. And believe it or not, it's your direct manager who's been mistreating you. Does that sound familiar? First, don't use your resignation letter for getting in the last word. Not a good idea. Keep your resignation letter short and sweet. Don't burn any bridges. You can't, because you don't know what life has for you. Learn from it. What did you contribute to the upset? What was your part in it? Come on. You have to welcome adversity. And can you fail gracefully? This is what I've learned. Let me share this with all of you. There are no mistakes. There are challenges. There are learning curves. Everything in my life, when I reflect, it's been a learning curve. Now, if you're online with me, it says, give adequate notice this job is not an ideal fit. I'm 17 years old, just off the road touring with magnificent ballet troupes, and I decided that perhaps the classical ballet going on further was not for me, so I was going to enter the business world. So I took myself downtown, lived on the south side of Chicago, took the train, and I went to International Harvester, and I got the job in the mailroom. Well, I immediately set upon changing everything to make it work better. I didn't like the job. I didn't like the commuting. It was not artistic. The flavor wasn't there. Well, I don't think I lasted a week. I was called in, and the gal was very sweet. And she said, Kathy, I really don't think that this is an ideal fit for you. Now, I know that I remember leaving on good terms, and I did express some aspects of the job that I enjoyed, the camaraderie, the people, but I knew that I didn't belong. Now, anyone else would have called this catastrophe. Oh my God, what am I going to do? No, I didn't. I saw it as a sign. You know, Thomas Edison said, I have not failed. I just found 10,000 ways that won't work. And Ernest Holmes says, refuse to think of failure or to doubt your own power. See only what you wish to experience and look at nothing else. Don't live someone else's life. This is your life, and this is what you have to learn. You're listening to Live with Kathy? Come on, weigh in. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net or write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on, simplyageless.net or kathywatsonspeaks.com. And be sure to click on all of the buttons and watch the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same things found in the great soul songs written today, James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs and Shakespeare, our bags are packed. We would love to entertain you. Then click on books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. Get it through AuthorHouse.com. You will not be able to put the book down. The Heart of the Lion. The Migration of the Wildebeest. The Serengeti, the Maasai Mara. Bill Holden's beautiful, beautiful Safari Club. Oh, what memories. I wrote a journal. Now, the book, The Elixir of Youth and Choices, nonfiction. The Heart of the Lion, fiction and nonfiction. You have to tell me what part is nonfiction and then scroll down. 101 Ways to Improve Your Life, nonfiction. You see, we're all here to share with you our experiences and hoping that it will help you overcome or learn from what you think is catastrophic, because the reality is it isn't. It's how you feel about it. How does it affect you? Life responds to your outlook. Live with Kathy. Sponsor driven. I really think of my sponsors as partners. Because Block Talk Radio, the largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine reaching the world, circling the world in 5 to 10 minutes. Ever imagine having your own commercial on a radio show? The consortium? The eagles that soar? Or do you run with the herd? I don't know your purpose of your business and your service. Call me at 847-882-8717, and you do know that the only constant in today's world is change, but you need to know when to shift your strategy to accommodate change. Blog Talk Radio is a learning curve, and I have an introductory offer. It's 10 weeks, so affordable, but you get to learn about you. And then you get to listen to the show because it's archived. And then you email it to your email database, and you ask them to email it to their database, and so on and so on. And within 5 or 10 minutes, it has circled the world. Where on earth can you get this for practically next to nothing? Yes, there is a fee, but it is affordable. Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by Manly Men, Titanics Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Better Vision, coming together to create a better informed world. An informed world. Iron Workers, Impact. Iron Workers, they work side by side. The Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on www.impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Domperion of the trades. Did you know that Iron Workers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? Did you know that Iron Workers are co-creators of art in the form of creative construction? I love to illuminate the character of Iron Workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. I just came back. You want to know what? Are you ready? I'm taking 30 flights. Now, you know, March 9th or 10th, 2014, I surpassed myself. I did 50 flights in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. So this coming January, February, I will climb the Oak Brook Terrace, 30 flights. Now, I could do 1, 2, 3, or 5. No, I'm going to stay with one tower. Today, I nailed 30 flights in 11 minutes. Come join me. Will I see you at the top? The Hoffman Estates Park District. They're the 2009 National Gold Medal winners. Ah, Erika Cuff does an incredible job of the 50-plus consortium. You don't have to be bored and lonely. Choices, 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 choices. You have Park District Senior Centers, Libraries, and Toastmasters International for your voice. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA. You need a little tax issue problem to be resolved? ahtax@ameritech.net. And welcome the world of TUA and beyond. TUA Viso, this handheld unit, battery-operated, that tones the muscles of your face without, it provides a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. Oh, in today's society, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. TUA Viso, the most incredible facial exerciser that I have ever found. Now, you do know that I've been toning my face, for eons, and exercising the muscles of my face for eons and eons and eons. You're going to log on spaamazing.com, spaamazing.com. Wherever there's a muscle, it must be exercised. Who do you want to look in 5 to 10 years? You want to improve your looks now? Because you know if you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And I'll tell you what else we're going to get. We're going to add a booklet. When I say TUA, the world of TUA and beyond, beyond the facial exercises, you're going to learn how to acupress your body to release the toxins. You're going to learn about quick and easy at-home recipes to peel your skin, to nourish your skin, the Ah Natural Way. And then we're going to delve into the power of who you are, your power of presence, your confidence, your perseverance, your determination. Now remember, log on spaamazing.com. And why the booklet is going to be so important? Because you see, good skin is inside out. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. You're going to learn how to neutralize the free radical damage in your body. It will all be in this booklet that may be coming up soon when you purchase the Tua Viso. And then you have privy to call me, 847-882-8717, and I shall be delighted to work with you, to guide you, to take your hand, and take you there, not someday, but today. And you're just going to love what you see when you look in the mirror. And then, of course, you know we have to recognize words that hurt, words that empower. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Get her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and extend your lifeline. I want to ask you, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, whose life are you living today? If your job is not a fit, then you have to resign. But be centered. Don't go off on tangents screaming and howling. This is a learning curve for you. Perhaps you want to start your own business. Did you ever think of that? More people are getting wealthy today starting from nothing. From nothing. There is a way to fulfill your dreams and to reach your goals and to pay your bills. You could be the CEO of your own company, then encourage the children, the younger people in your family, to be part of this consortium because they're going to learn what the formula is to running a successful business. Did I pique your interest? You need money? Want to be your own boss? Call me, 847-882-8717. Now, may I segue into our PSAs? Elder abuse. Oh, it's pandemic. Pandemic. What about domestic, verbal, emotional? Now, the domestic abuse left unchecked can be brutal, even deadly. And by the way, it is, let's call it what it is, it's a crime. And you're exposing? Don't tell me you're staying with an abusive male or female for the sake of your children. Oh, I'll find you. And I'll take those children and put them in a healthy environment. Any of you, you know, it transcends the whole world, all professions, all incomes. The Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline number, 877-863-6338. National is 800-799-7233. And remember now, the show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, and click on today's date, any of the dates, and you could get the local and the national hotline. And what about the con and scam artists? Oh, they're everywhere. Hey, Kathy, you just won $20 million, but for us to process it, I need $19.95. Why? Why do I have to send you money to get money? But they're pros at sweet talk, and they know that there are a lot of you out there that buy into it. Get a job, volunteer, get back into life. Oh, they do promise a solution to a problem. Companionship. Oh, please. Hang up, call the police, call a family member. Above all, do not give out personal information. No social security number. Call the Fraud Fighter Hotline. Thank you, ARP. At 800-646-2283, we lose $3 billion a year, and maybe even more because most of you won't report it out of embarrassment. 800-646-2283. PSA has been brought to you by the the contributing authors and choices, Chuck Brazelton, Rhea Schmidt, Kathy Watson through the years, in memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Patrick, Bev Gosset, and Helen, my sister. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And today's show is Resignation Letter, More is Less. What are you unhappy about? You do know that it's not just the boss. It's not just the company. My dear, you have to sit down and evaluate you. Evaluate you. But remember to examine your motives very carefully. Did you ever think of having a heart-to-heart talk with this person? Without screaming, without yelling? And just at some point, after you've said, gee, you know, I really learned a lot, but I don't think this job is for me. And you don't have to limit any explanations to the boilerplate basics, whether you're accepting a new opportunity or have concluded this is not an ideal fit. When you're writing that letter, you just be positive in statements. You've enjoyed whatever it is that you enjoyed working with them. What you learn, you said you've learned a lot. The latter phrase is handy because it sounds nice but could mean almost anything. Don't just vent. Talk to people. Make sure that this is what you want to do. Now, if you really think a frank discussion of your manager's behavior or whoever is causing this upset with the higher ups might make a difference, it would be far more helpful to you and your bosses to have it before you quit. So what you might do is write two resignation letters. In the first one, holding back nothing. Vent with ruthless honesty and achieve full catharsis. Now set that aside and start over. Don't you dare send it. Now if you think there's a chance of fixing the situation, honest conversation about your issues. Don't look back. I'm all for, you see, how could I possibly know what you're thinking if we don't talk about it? Is there an age bias? Is there jealousies? In your heart of hearts, you see, this is why I believe meditation is so important. I want you to truly sit in and meditate and examine your motives carefully. And before you resign, have a frank discussion with the person that you feel has contributed to this resignation and see if it could be fixed. They may not even be aware. They may not even be aware that they're doing it. They're simply unconscious. World. So, darlings, meditate before you send that resignation letter. Until tomorrow, au revoir.